I'm sure you've all heard this because it's very popular to say, it's when, especially when we're talking about love, that we say love is a verb. But I find it awfully confusing when we say that love is a verb, because right now, if I commanded you all, look to the person next to you and take the action of love to them, everybody would have a different idea. There is not a single action. I mean, if we say love that is a verb, I mean, I get it. Run, that's a verb. You know, bake, that's a verb. Sweat, that's a verb. And if we're doing all of these things, but I say love and you turn to the person next to you, some of you will say, well, I know what the action of love is. This person next to me, I'm going to hug them. And for 90% of you, that might be a loving action. The person next to you might feel loved. But for the other 10%, the other people would be like, get off of me. Like, I don't like you in my space. In fact, I don't feel loved at all. And so when we say that love is a verb, well, what's the action part of that verb? It's something different in every single context. In fact, some of the actions that we take to love folks in another context would be considered the most evil things that we could do to them. And sometimes the things that we do that nurture people are also used to manipulate them, depending on what we have behind the motivation of that action. And so learning to love, or learning to take action as love, and I understand why we say this, because you can't love somebody and not do anything for them. Love is not inactive. But whatever the action of love is, it's not always clear. And it's always dependent on the situation and the person around it. If I'd have given you that command, love the person next to you, some of you might have given the hug, but some of you might have just frozen up and said, like, well, I don't know what that person needs or wants. How can I love them? And so getting to know them, getting to know what they need or want, might be a first step. So when we talk about that God so loved the world, or if we say that God has given us a spirit of adoption, what is the action that God took? What are the actions that God takes? Well, God takes a variety of actions. And the way we experience those actions kind of lends itself to the personhood of God. When we experience the action, love of God in care, we might encounter God as a father or a mother, as a parent. When God instructs, or when we struggle against God, those all would have those parental feelings as well. When things get put back together because God has resources that we do not have, the action of God is fatherly or motherly. God makes provision for us, when God forgives us, when God pursues us, when we run away as children do, when God always has us in the forefront of God's mind. Those are the actions of love that God has, and those actions we often characterize as ones of a parent. But not every action of love that we get from God comes from that same type of person and relationship. Some of them come with God just coming alongside of us, God abiding next to us, God being able to touch and heal us, God being able to encourage faith, God being able to serve us in washing feet, God being able to reconcile us, God showing God's love by eating with us. That sounds like the love that we experience of God in the person of Jesus, or the person that we refer to as the Son. We need that other piece to get more complete love, actions of love, to get to all of the actions of love than we can just with the relationship of the parent. We also need the relationship of the one who is with us. But that still would not complete the experience of the action of love that we get from God. When God so loved the world, He also advocates. He also helps to keep in mind those whom we love and forget about. He is also the one that is present to us when no others can be. God shows us the love and that we are never alone. God shows us His love by bringing out the best in us and empowering us and inspiring us to fire up the things, the gifts that God has given inside of each of us. That's love. That's love to make a person better. That's love to find that good peace inside and to fan that flame. That's another action of love. And God does not leave us defenseless. And these are all things that we wish we could do for other people, but the experience of God in the person of the Spirit is this one of bringing to mind and advocating, empowering, inspiring when we think that we have been left alone. The reason I think it's so important to look at these actions of love, as I told you last year, the reason that we have a doctrine of the Trinity of the Church has nothing to do with the fact that somebody thought this up. It is that folks had the experience of God in a certain way, and the imperfect way that they could express their experience of the divine was to come up with this idea. There are three persons bound together in one substance. But when we know what that substance is, and we know how we experience the actionness of that substance, we too learn something else that is important about our Trinitarian faith. Because when we know that that substance is love, and we know that the actions that we experience from the persons in that substance is love, it changes the way we think about ourselves. Knowing that God wanted to give God's self to us in a way that was full and complete. And it wasn't just one way. It wasn't just the way of a parent. And it wasn't just the way of a brother or sister. And it wasn't just the way of some disembodied spirit that fires up our minds. To get a full love, we needed all of those things to occur for us. In each of us, also, that we are pursued as the beloved, and know the depths and lengths and widths that God went to show us the completeness of God's love, also inspires us to act in love to others. And it's that relationship of God to us, that Trinitarian relationship of God to us, that provides the example, the template. It also provides the way for us to measure the types of love that we don't get right sometimes. But it tells us that in our relationship with others, we're to care and nurture and provide. But we're also to come and know better, to be alongside. And we're also to be with them wherever they may be. That is the gift of the Trinity. It is a gift of a completeness, a fullness. It is not the gift of a one-way God. It is a gift of the divine that meets us in all situations and in all ways and takes the appropriate action of love. Amen.